The following is a presentation of the Technology User Group at the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. For more information about the Technology User Group, including upcoming sessions or archived recordings from previous sessions, please visit our website, lbpd.maryland.gov. That's L, B as in Bravo, P as in Paul, D as in Delta, .maryland.gov. I guess so. All right. We are recording, and I gave individuals the... If you want to record, you can by doing Alt-R. So you all should have that permission to record, should you want to. So we're going to talk about the accessibility features in the Kindle app, assistive reader, and the Kindle skill for the A-Lady. And I'm living dangerously today, and we're going to do this live. So we never know what we're going to encounter. I will tell you that if you speak, your voice will be recorded, and it may live on for quite a while, because I don't really see any changes coming to Kindle in the near future. One of the great things about Kindle, before I forget these little tidbits, is that if you are an Amazon Prime customer, then you get what they call Prime Reading, which involves a lot of Kindle books. If you are a Libby customer, if you get books from your public library, then when you get an ebook, you have the option of getting those books either played on the built-in e-reader for Libby, or you can ask that it go to your Kindle library, which makes life a whole lot easier, because as you will see, and as many of you probably already know, that if you have the Kindle app, you can play it on the A-Lady, the regular version of the A-Lady, not the A-Lady Plus. Now, down the road, I think that will definitely change, but for now, that's kind of one of the limitations that you're dealing with. One of the other things that you also get as a Prime member is something called First Reads. And First Reads will allow you to get a free Kindle book every month before a book is released. So something... Now, granted, it's not necessarily a top author that you may have necessarily heard of, but, you know, it's they do offer one or two books free per month, and it's called First Reads, and that is part of your Prime options. So, for many library patrons, reading isn't just a hobby, it's a lifeline. Yet, only a small percentage of published books ever make it into audio format, and that's where Kindle steps in. With its accessibility-rich app, built-in assistive reader, and hands-free A-Lady integration, Kindle has quietly become one of the most versatile reading tools available to the blind and low vision and print disabled community. Whether someone wants to read with a screen reader, by the way, Kindle Reader for the web is available, and Freedom Scientific even has a presentation on how to use the web reader. Or if you're listening through the A-Lady or switching between formats on the fly, Kindle offers a flexible, inclusive ecosystem that dramatically expands access to books. And you say, well, what does it actually offer? Well, let's talk about that in a minute. In the Kindle app, first of all, we have full screen reader support, VoiceOver, and TalkBack. The Kindle app is fully compatible with VoiceOver on iOS and TalkBack on Android. Every major interface element is labeled and navigable, including your library book list, menus and settings, reading controls, highlights, notes and bookmarks, table of contents and navigation menus. Inside a book, readers can flick through pages, jump by chapters, navigate by headings, and review notes, all with standard screen reading gestures. And one of the things that I would tell people to do, if you're going to use VoiceOver to read a book, it's good to have other languages on your phone, just so you can have other voices, or you can have multiple voices from the English language, or English, or Australian, or South African, just to add a little interesting flair to a long book or whatever, because sometimes you get a little sick of hearing the same voice-over-voice reading line after line. One of the other things that Kindle has built into it is the assistive reader. It's a text-to-speech voice. This is Kindle's quiet superpower. Assistive reader allows the Kindle app to read most Kindle books aloud directly within the app, using high-quality text-to-speech voices. That's a little debatable. It's especially valuable when a book isn't available on Audible or Bard. A reader wants to switch between visual reading and listening. Someone prefers a simple built-in reading voice without needing the A-Lady. Key features of the assistive reader is adjustable reading speed, play pause controls, automatic page turning. It works with screen reader, runs in the background while multitasking. So you can actually be looking at, sometimes you can be looking at other apps and the assistive reader will keep reading your Kindle book. Just don't lock your screen. Turns any Kindle book into an instant listening experience. No extra device required. There are customizable display options for low vision readers. Kindle offers one of the most flexible visual reading environments available. Extra large fonts sizes, open dyslexic and other font choices, bold text mode, high contrast themes including dark mode, adjustable line spacing, margins and alignment. These tools support readers with low vision, dyslexia, visual fatigue, or anyone who benefits from a more comfortable reading layout. Continuous scrolling. Instead of flipping pages, readers can enable vertical scrolling, a smoother, more accessible reading mode that works beautifully with screen readers, magnification, low vision reading preferences. There's also an accessible dictionary, which I have not played around with, that will give you definitions for words that you may not know. Of course, it offers the highlighting options as it reads, should that be something that you want to, that you need, especially helpful for people who have dyslexia. And let's talk about reading progress indicators. You can have the app provide accessible announcements for time left in a chapter, time left in a book, page location, numbers, chapter titles. And so it's kind of pretty neat. And should you be lucky enough to have a Kindle version that works with the A-Lady, You can read books with the A-Lady, and you can adjust the speed on the fly. Again, this makes a book sound like it's an audio, even though it's just a text reader. It's hands-free, it frees up your phone, which is a good thing. You can tell the A-Lady to read my Kindle book. A-Lady, read title. A-Lady, go back 30 seconds. A-Lady, skip to the next chapter. And, of course, with all the Amazon products, you have the Whisper Sync, which is seamless switching between devices. Start reading on your phone, continuing listening on your A device, and then return back to the Kindle app, all without losing your place. This is perfect for people that are on the go, that are moving place to place, all that kind of stuff. So, there's also a family library support. The A-Lady can access your Kindle library. Shared family library titles. You can even do household profiles, which I haven't done anything that extensive. And shouldn't also point out, it doesn't work on all A-Lady devices. If you have some of the older Echo devices, first and second generations. I had my brought up a second generation Echo Dot. It did not want to work on that particular device. And of course, with the Alexa Plus, obviously it's not working at the moment. So this will probably change as time goes on. But for right now, it's not happening. So let's just take a little look at the Alexa app. And this is where the live demo, where the issues can be interesting. Open Kindle.
Tab bar selected. Library. Tab more. Tab 404.
So we have four tabs here.
Library review. Vertical scroll bar button. Tab bar selected. Library more. Tab 404 selected. Library home. Tab the date. Tab 104.
So your home, the date, the book that you're reading, library, and more. I'm not going to go into all of it, but I have this book, the date, as I was talking about earlier with the Amazon Prime. You are entitled to first reads, and so the date is one of the first read books. This is my library, obviously. So a lot of interesting things. So you obviously can tap on any of these titles. And it's going to play. Obviously, you got to download your books first before they'll start playing. And here's the date.
I'm silent, double tap for bloody hell. I sit down on a bench, breathing in the acrid fumes from a nearby exhaust. But you're only 25. You're not a footballer or a Mormon. Aren't you a bit young to be getting married?
So you can hear voiceover reading the book. Again, like I mentioned earlier, it's good to have multiple voiceover languages on here, so if I get bored, I can use the rotor to bring up languages. Again, that's something that you have to stick into your rotor. So we're talking about a lot of things that you may be unfamiliar with doing, and the first of those being adding a voiceover language, the second adding it to the rotor. But once you're able to complete those two tasks, you can turn the rotor.
Live recognition. See, describe images, containers, voices, top speaking rate, voices, Tom.
So and let's go to
Tissa Enhanced.
And now we have this voice, and we can
bloody hell, I sit down on the bench, breathing in
swipe the down with two fingers, and you have it reading back to you. Alright, I'm going to stop. And I'm going to double tap on the page. Now, when you double tap on the page, this is where you have what they call your book actions, as you probably heard. So now we're in. Now if I swipe from left to right. So if you keep swiping, and you have the assistive reader brought up, and now the assistive reader is reading. So this is the Samantha voice. I cannot get the Samantha voice to change. I have read the notes.
I can't argue with that. He laughs. Exactly. So why wait? I'm silent for a few seconds. It all seems a bit rushed to me. But Kindle book actions menu. X button.
That Apple Vis has put out about how to change the assistive reader voice, and it does not work for me. Which I will get into those here in a few minutes. What Apple Vis had suggested if you don't want Samantha reading your book. But obviously in here, the reading options is where you can go to change your fonts. It's also where you can go to load up Assistive Reader to begin with if you don't have it already loaded in your Kindle. It's under the More options under Reading. You can change your fonts. If you're low vision, you can make the fonts bigger, and you can change the font type. If you need different types of more legible fonts, this is where you go. Obviously, a little iPhone like my 12 mini here is probably not a good reading device for trying to read a book if you're low vision. Probably better to have a tablet, but I'm sure it is somewhat doable. The assistive reader, like I said, I can't change the voice on it, but and I have tried. And the other thing that I can do is go over here. I pick up my, this is an Echo 3, third generation, that goes by the name of Computer. Play Kindle book.
Resuming the date from Kindle. Read with Kindle Assistive Reader, reading at 1.5 speed.
I do as it happens. I have about 5 minutes before I descend into the communications black spot, that is the London Underground.
Computer, read slower.
Reading at 1.25 speed. Sorry, I can't change speed right now.
At Westminster Magistrates.
Yeah, that's
like
kind of one of the problems that been going on.
Through the masses on Marylebone Road. It takes a deep breath. So exaggerated I can hear it through the
computer
phone and blurts out.
Stop. So that's how you can go seamlessly from one device to another, which is kind of nice. Let us talk about what did Apple Vis say. to change the voice. So I'm going to get down to that here. Just give me a moment. In the meantime, while I'm looking for this, one of the other options that you can do if you want a lot of Kindle books and also a lot of audio books is to sign up for what they call Kindle Unlimited. Kindle Unlimited will allow you to have 20 books at a time. It will on your bookshelf, and when you're done with one, you can just put it back and get another one. So you're constantly moving books on and off your bookshelf, and kind of an easy way to read a lot of material. Okay, here. And I'm still looking through here. So, okay, not on this one. Let me go back. As I said, live demos, this is one of the things that you're going to run into is well, fortunately, the devices work, so that was good. But it's going to take me a few minutes to get down to the information regarding how to change or allegedly change the voice for your assistive reader, because I think it is important, because for me, the Samantha voice is not one that I really would want to hear her or it read a lot, because it's not the most pleasant, to me, the most pleasant voice that you can find. All right, here's what Applebiz says. Changing the assistive reader voice. Step one. Go to Settings, Accessibility, Spoken Content. Scroll down to Voices. Choose a voice, standard or enhanced, and download if needed. Now, I download the enhanced voice of Karen, just to let you know. So you tap on the voice once and install to select it. Exit the spoken content settings. Step two, enable assistive reader in the Kindle app. So you open the Kindle app on your iDevice. You go to your library on Kindle and open any book, as I demonstrated with the date. Double tap to bring up the top menu, then navigate to reading settings. Under reading settings, navigate to more and activate it. Open assistive reader settings. Enable assistive reading. Choose your speed rate and adjust other options, if there are any. Navigate to the top of the screen and close the menu. Step 3, use assistive reader. Tap the screen again to bring up the book menu. At the end of the menu, which I would say by swiping all the way over to the right. At the end of the menu, locate the player controls for assistive reader and enjoy your book. So one of the, but it didn't work for me. So maybe you might have better luck if you want to try assistive reader. Now the biggest criticism, I guess, of Kindle from my perspective is that you can't play it on a lock screen, so you kind of have to lay your phone down somewhere and listen to it via Bluetooth and be able to read that way, or like mentioned earlier, play it on your A device. One of my volunteers has the Kindle Unlimited app, and here's what she says about Kindle Unlimited. What I like about Kindle Unlimited, it has a wide selection of titles you can read with the Kindle iOS app. There's also a Kindle Android app and a Kindle web reader, but I have not used them, so cannot vouch for accessibility. Not all titles you can get in the Kindle store are available in the Unlimited program. It is only certain ones. Also, some titles that are available with Kindle Unlimited are also available with audio, which means you can listen to them with the Audible app. That is rather rare, though, as not all titles even have audio versions. Also, you can have up to 20 titles borrowed with Kindle Unlimited at a time, and there is no time limit. I believe the Kindle Unlimited price is $19.99 a month, but there are times, like just recently, after you have Prime Days, and also around Black Friday, where you can get 3 months of Kindle Unlimited for the price of one, or you may get it for free. The first month of Kindle Unlimited is available to you for free. So it's one of those things where you can just go ahead and sign up and try it out to see if you like it, and then jump through the hoops to cancel your subscription or call customer support from Amazon. What you need for Kindle, and I should have brought this up at the very beginning, is that if you download the Kindle app, you will need your Amazon username and password. So obviously, if you don't have an Amazon username or password, that can be a little bit problematic. So get that. And you don't have to be a Prime member to use Kindle. Although there are, as I mentioned earlier, some real perks about being able to use Prime member benefits for Prime Reading and for the First Reads program that is available. So it's kind of, if you are a Prime member, I mean, take advantage of those benefits that are given to you. That's a real easy one. What they usually do is they will email you, if you sign up for the First Reach program, they will email you the list of books that are available. You will click on the title that you're interested in. It will take you to your Amazon page, and you will go ahead and just buy it, for it'll say 0.00 is the cost of this book. And once you purchase it, it will say it's been added to your Kindle library, and you can start playing it. And that book is going to stay in your library. It's not going to disappear after the month is up or anything like that. It's yours. I mean, you bought it for nothing, but it's your book. Kindle Unlimited, just to let you know, also has magazines, not just books. So it's one of those things where if there are magazines that are maybe a little bit not available in other areas, such as our library, you can go there and read them, and you might even be able to read them on your A device. So that was something they didn't used to do, but they have been doing a lot more of lately. Now, if you want, you can, if any of you have questions, or if other of you would like to talk about your Kindle experience, you may certainly do so. *6 to unmute on the iDevice. Alt-A to unmute on your, on the regular Zoom. Just remember, and I need to keep saying this, that your voice may be live on for quite a while, maybe 2-3 years. So just keep that in mind. If you would rather I stop the recording and take questions, we can do that as well. So it's all up to you. Let's see what's going on here. I hear Jaws, so someone has unmuted.
Hi, this is Donna Ring. Thank you very much for the presentation. I came in a little late, so I'll catch the beginning at later when you come out with the recording. But what I wanted to mention, something that might be helpful to other people, this isn't directly only about Kindle, but because I don't use Kindle, but I wanted to mention that Prime. There's several ways to get the Prime, Amazon Prime, and I don't know if NLS patrons know that for people who have a low income or who are on Medicaid or food stamps, they can get it for like $7.95 a month, which is a lot cheaper than the normal price. The normal price is like almost $200. I don't remember exactly how much it is now, because I was paying the full price, and my son is paying the reduced price because he has a limited income back home, and he's on Medicaid. So I just thought I'd mention that for people who have a low income, there is a much cheaper alternative for Amazon Prime than the one they normally mention.
Well, thank you, Donna. Definitely something to keep in mind. Anyone else with any comments, questions? A quiet group today. And it's lucky 7-Eleven today. So this is the day that it's supposed to be fortunate, right? 7-Eleven. Lucky numbers. So anyone else? I'll stop the recording and we'll take questions that way.
Just begun. Oh, time keeps rolling on.
Touching Sky.